朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
有一次，一个小学这个班级上有一次说谎比赛。
There was this lying contest in a primary school.
每一个人写一个谎言。
Everyone have to write down a lie.
裁判就来看哪一个谎言是第一号谎言，第一名。
And the judges will try to judge which is the biggest lie.
第一名是什么呢？
What is the first prize?
他写了一句话，他说我从来没有撒过谎。
A person wrote down, I have never lied in my life.
在这里我们就看见这个大儿子的情形。
So from this we can see where this older son is coming.
我从来没有违背过你的命令，但是在二十八节我们看见父亲劝他，他就已经违背。
He says, I've never disobeyed you, and yet in verse 28 he refused to obey his father.
但是呢，这个大儿子呢，他说这句话是不是他要在撒谎？
Is he actually telling a lie when he said that?
如果我们看这句话，我们发现他是非常的诚实，认真说这句话。
I don't think so. I think he was actually quite honest when he uttered this.
他很认真、很诚实地说，你所有的命令我都没有违背过。
He said, I've never disobeyed your orders.
他所说的是工作的命令，他没有提到关系的命令。
But what he was referring to was orders concerning what he has to do, work orders.
对这个大儿子来讲，他只有工作，没有亲情。
So for this older son, the most important thing is the work, but not the relations.
非常有意思，在八节的圣经里面，我们很清楚地看见这个大儿子，这个哥哥对他的弟弟一点兄弟的情分都没有。
It's very clear from these 8 verses that this older brother have no feelings towards the younger brother.
我们都很熟这段经文。
We are familiar with this passage.
但是我们很少注意到到底这个哥哥怎么样称呼他的弟弟。
But how did this older brother, address his younger brother?
你发现他还没有称呼过，直接跟他弟弟讲过话呢。
You know, he has never spoken directly to his
brother. 但是跟他的父亲提到他的弟弟。
But when he mentioned his brother to his father,
他不是说我弟弟怎么样，他说你这个儿子怎么样。
He did not say my brother, but your son.
三十节，但你这个儿子如何如何。
In verse 30, it says, when this son of yours who has done this and this.
但是在三十二节，我们看见父亲怎么样称道，这个提醒他呢？
But then in verse 31, what did the father say?
父亲说，只是你这个兄弟。
32, it says, because this brother of yours.
那么我们在这里看见他呢，就说你的儿子，那个父亲就是提醒他，这是你的兄弟。
So when the older brother says, this son of yours, the father reminded him, he is your brother.
不止如此。
And not only so.
弟兄姊妹，你看27节。
If you look at verse 27.
这个佣人怎么讲？
What did the servant say?
这个佣人在27节说，仆人说，你兄弟来了。
In verse 27, the servant said, your brother has come.
他不是说你爸爸另外一个儿子来了。
He did not say, the other son of your father came.
所以在这里我们看见他根本对他的兄弟毫无兄弟的情分。
So indeed we can see this older son has no feelings towards his younger brother.
真正的症结在哪里？
So where is this problem?
表面上从这八节圣经看是他跟他的弟弟之间的关系。
So superficially we say there's some problems between the older brother and the younger brother.
其实弟兄姊妹，真正的问题是他跟他的父亲的关系有问题。
But if you look at it in a deeper level, you will find that he has a problem with his father.
你看那个小儿子在上个礼拜我们所读的二十四节圣经里面。
We read about the younger son.
那个小浪子，他起码称呼他父亲还有五次的称呼。你如果仔细去算的话。
If you count this carefully, this younger son actually addressed his father as father for 5 times.
12节一次，17节一次，18节两次，21节又一次。
From verse 11 to 24, you can count 5 times he addressed his father.
但是在后面八节，我们看这个大浪子的大浪子。
But when you read about the older prodigal son,
他没有称他的爸爸叫爸爸过。
He has not addressed his father as father.
甚至他跟他父亲讲话，他都没有去称呼他父亲，没有称呼他爸爸过。
Even when he was talking to his father directly, he did not say father to him.
27节，当佣人又提醒他说你兄弟怎么怎么来了，所以你的父亲又如何如何，但是呢，这个大浪子完全跟他父亲的关系是病态不正常。
In verse 27, the servant says, your brother has come, and your father has killed the fattened calf, and yet all he did was become angry.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们就提到，为什么人际关系的问题常常是出在众的，我们跟神的关系发生问题。
And sometimes when we have these interpersonal problems, it is a reflection of our relationship with God.
今天我们为什么记恨那么深呢？
Why do we remember these offenses for so long?
为什么我们里面的结一直到今天还不能解开呢？
Why do we have these knots and cannot untie them?
我们夫妇在各地讲家庭婚姻的专题。
As Mrs. Lee and I travel the states to talk about husband and wife relations,
我们发现有一个问题，我们要花很多的时间讲，帮助弟兄姊妹靠着圣灵才能够解决。
One topic comes up again and again. We find we have to spend a lot of time, and then only with the help of the Holy Spirit can we solve the problem.
就是一些不愉快或者得罪婚姻对方的一些往事。
And that is how to deal with past offenses.
曾经有一段时间，我们两个花了很多的时间整理一个题目：如何忘记，如何原谅。
And for a long time, we prepared a special unit on.How to forgive and forget.
最近三四年我们已经改了，不这样讲。
In these past few years, we've changed our topics.
因为我们发现原谅靠着主还可以，忘记，我发现我们今天人的记性太好了。
I discovered that perhaps through the Lord's help, we can forgive, and yet our memory is so good, we cannot forget.
所以我们两个人说了一句名言，今天送给你们。
So we invented this saying, and I would like to give this to you.
特别是夫妻之间，如果你能够忘记而能够赦免，这是一个神迹。
It is a miracle between husband and wife if you can forgive and to forget.
你今天不能忘记而可以原谅，这是更大的神迹。
If you can forgive but not forget, that is a bigger miracle.
因为我们侍奉这些年来，我们帮助夫妻家庭这些年来，我们发现我们也要体贴弟兄姊妹的软弱。
Sometimes I feel that perhaps we have to understand your weaknesses.
弟兄姊妹是，很多时候我们没有办法忘记。
Yes, sometimes it's difficult for us to forget.
我觉得要忘记那是神的大能，只有神自己可以做到。
For me to forget is only with the mighty power of God.
弟兄姊妹，也许今天开始你不要努力去忘记他，你要靠主的恩典怎么样来原谅他。
So perhaps let us not try to forget, but through the power of the Lord, let us learn first to forgive.
我们曾经看到夫妻多年，结婚三四十年的老夫妻。
I've seen couples that have been married over 3 decades.
因为三十年前的一个不忠实的一个往事，三十年来一直没有办法成为他们夫妻之间促进他们夫妻感情更好的一个因素。
One factor that contributed to their problems in developing a close relation was an event that took place some 30 years ago.
今天我的题目是神免我债，我免人债。
The topic I've chosen for today is God forgave my debts and so I forgive others' debts.
跟上个礼拜李卓明牧师用主导文的那句话不太一样。
It's slightly different from what Pastor Ray has shared with you from the Lord's Prayer.
主导文是说，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
It says, forgive our debts as we have forgive our debtors.
我的题目是从以弗所书里面，你们要彼此饶恕，正如神在基督耶稣里饶恕你们一样。
What I'm quoting from is actually from Ephesians saying you have to forgive one another as the Lord has forgiven you.
主导文 神赦免我们的债，有一个条件，当我们去愿意赦免别人的时候，主耶稣说，神要赦免你。
In the Lord's Prayer, there is a condition. God will forgive us when we turn around and forgive others.
那今天我的题目是，当神赦免我们以后，不是用来做条件，而是成为，带来一个结果，那个结果是我们也能够饶恕别人。
But today I'm not speaking of this as a condition. Rather, I'm saying when God forgives us, we should turn around and forgive others.
我再说为什么我在过去在这件事情上面一直不能好好的得胜，荣耀神。
Let me say it again. Why do I feel that this is something that I have to deal with and overcome?
为什么常常斤斤计较人家在我的伤口倒盐巴的事情？
Why do I have to be so concerned about past events that others have inflicted wounds on me?
因为我忘记了，神已经赦免我比这个更大的罪。
Because I've forgotten that the Lord has forgiven an even bigger offense of mine.
弟兄姊妹，除非我们看见十字架的爱，
Unless we can truly experience the love of the cross,
我们不会处理人家伤害我们的往事。
Then we cannot deal with these events.That people have offended us.
弟兄姊妹，也许我们在座年纪越大的人，这一方面的感受就越深。
Perhaps for those of us who are more advanced in years, you have a deeper appreciation of what I've said.
讲到这里，我愿意跟大家谈到一件事情。
I would like to share with you about one particular thing.
常常我们在美国久了，我们喜欢讲这句话，就事论事。
In America, we tend to say we will only.Treat things as things or events as events.
但是我很诚实很诚恳地说，今天在神的家里，今天在教会的里面，我不希望有这种就事论事的现象。
But I don't think this is a proper attitude to hold in the church here.
因为当你就事论事的时候，你论的事却伤了人。
Because sometimes when you judge events by themselves, you would have offended people.
求主不要让我们这样冷酷，这样无情，因为这是神的家。
Let us not be too rational and become cold.
再说，你我都不是完全的人。
Because you and I are imperfect.
我们都有一些失败的一些尾巴。
Of course, we all have our failures.
弟兄姊妹，除非你我今天已经完全到一个地步。
If we are indeed perfect.
我们看见这个哥哥，这个大儿子。
But when we turn to this older son,
他就觉得自己已经够完全。
Perhaps he felt that he was pretty good.
他才敢在父亲的面前这样定他弟弟的罪。
Therefore, he felt so righteous before his father and condemned his younger brother.
上个礼拜我在 Dallas, 我觉得今天有许多时候基督徒有一个观念上面需要纠正的地方。
Very often, I think Christians today need to adjust one of their principles.
我们过分强调我是罪人的事实。
We have overemphasized the fact that we are sinners.
不要忘记，我们不是罪人。
We are not sinners.
我们是蒙恩的罪人。
We are sinners that have received mercy from God.
如果我们强调我是罪人，
If we overemphasize the fact that we are sinners,
怪不得今天很多基督徒很有自卑感。
Then it's no wonder that we are always filled with guilty complex.
但是我们不要忘记，我们是蒙恩典的罪人。
But then we are sinners who have received grace from God.
我们不是仆人。
We are not slaves.
我们是万军之耶和华的仆人。
We are serving the Lord who is the Almighty Lord.
求主给我们看见，除非我们先与神连接，我们今天没有办法与人有正常的关系。
Let us see the fact that we have to have a normal relation with the Father before we can have normal relations with one another.
这大儿子的第二个毛病。
The second problem with this older son.
也常常是我们的毛病。
It's also often a problem of ours.
他不只是重工作轻关系。
Not only did he elevate the work over the person.
他重物质轻灵性。
He elevated the material things over others.
大儿子在这里斤斤计较的是山羊羔肥牛犊。
He was concerned about the goats and the calves.
但是父亲强调的负担是什么呢？
But what was the father concerned with?
老二是失而又得，死而复活的。
This brother of yours was dead and became alive.
He was 失而又得，我们懂。
We perhaps understand lost and found.
这个儿子哪里死呢？
But when did his son die?
可见爸爸所看的是这个灵性精神上面层面的关系。
So we see that the father was paying attention to the spiritual level.
请各位不要误会我的意思，我们今天活在地上需要一些物质的东西。
Do not misunderstand me, we do need material things as we live on this world.
但是我们不能否认今天很多人与人之间的恩怨的关系是因为在物质上的得失而带出来的。
But then we cannot deny the fact that very often our problems with interpersonal relations arise from physical things.
教会这两年在推动个人传福音的工作。
As the church is trying to push personal evangelism in these past years.
不只是开课，而且我们带着弟兄姊妹出去实习。
Not only do we give lessons, we also take people out on practical training.
我个人盼望到1995年的时候，教会有一半的弟兄姊妹能够去做个人布道的工作，受过训练。
My personal goal for this church is by the year 1995, over half of us would have been trained.
弟兄姊妹，我真的有这样的一个负担。
I truly have this burden.
如果一个基督徒做了十年基督徒以上，
If a Christian have been a Christian for over 10 years,
如果你每一年不能起码由你个人去帮助去传福音，你一年不能带一个人信主，我觉得不是太理想。
I feel that if you cannot through your efforts, through your testimony, lead someone to a saving knowledge of Christ once a year, there may be an indication of some problems.
我觉得很可惜，就是神把你留在地上的目的，你有一点就让神很失望。
Perhaps you have disappointed God.In his allowing you to stay on this world.
因为神今天留你留我在地上有他神圣的目的。
Because he has allowed us to stay here for a holy purpose.
你说我不会讲。
You say, I don't know how to say it.
哎，我可以在后面，你牧师，你去讲道，我为你祷告。
But Pastor Lee, when you go and share the gospel, I can pray for you.
你带十个人分两个在我的账上也可以。
You go and lead 10 persons to Christ and then just count 2 into my account.
我不知道你有没有这个恩赐。
I do not know whether you have this gift.
因为传福音跟恩赐没有关系。
But then I have to emphasize there's no relation between sharing the gospel and spiritual gifts.
你做布道家跟恩赐有关系。
Yes, to be an evangelist takes gifts.
但是你要去带人信耶稣跟恩赐没有关系。
But to lead a person to Christ, this is not a something to do with gifts.
有时候听了心里很难过，说我没有传福音的恩赐，所以我不去做个人布道。
Sometimes I feel hurt when I hear people say, Oh, I do not have this gift, therefore I cannot lead people to Christ.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天神拯救我们，就是要我们把这个好消息去跟大家分享。
But the fact that the Lord saved us is so that we can share this testimony and story with others.
我不希望给大家有任何的压力。
I do not want to add pressure to you.
但是我希望有一天我们在主面前，在他的台前交账的时候，我希望能够帮助你克服在那个时候你的羞愧、你的失败、你的灰心。
But I hope to give you some opportunity to save yourself from embarrassment in the future when you need to give an accounting before God.
在这些年做个人布道的经验里面，
And through these years in personal evangelism,
我发现几乎每一个人我所碰到的都承认他们有精神层面的需要。
Almost everybody will admit that they have needs in the spiritual level.
所以很多时候我去做传福音的工作的时候，我觉得神用它提醒我。
So very often I feel when I go and share the gospel, God uses the other party to remind me.
怎么样真正能够顾到弟兄姊妹灵性上面的需要？
Reminding me to care about spiritual needs.
换句话说，我觉得我们基督徒应该有一个和圣经的一个对物质的一个世界观。
And that led me to an understanding that Christians should have a proper lifestyle in this world.
弟兄姊妹，原谅我，请你不要误会我的意思。我不是定物质的罪。
Brothers and sisters, again, let me emphasize, I'm not condemning material things.
我们出来需要穿衣服，我们饿了需要吃东西。
We need to wear clothes, we need to eat.
我们为我们下一代有许多的预备，这是无可厚非的。
We need to prepare for our second generation. These are all good.
但是问题是我来控制他呢，还是他来控制我？
The important factor is, am I in control of the physical things, or is it the reverse?
当你重物质轻灵性的时候，
especially if you overemphasize the material things over spiritual things,
就伤害到人际之间的关系。
That will contribute to your problems with interpersonal relations.
大儿子的第三个失败。
The third area that the older son failed.
重义务，轻权力。
He overemphasized the obligations over the privilege.
这个义务和权力这两件事情是非常微妙。
Perhaps it's a very fine line between obligation and privilege.
今天不可否认，在信仰里面是有一些所谓的 obligation 义务。
Yes, when we talk about our faith, we also mention there are obligations.
我们在受洗班，在会友班，我们强调这一点。
And we emphasize this when we have the baptism class and the membership class.
是的，就是恩典。
Yes, salvation is grace.
但是当你进入这一个教会的时候，
But as you enter into this church,
或者进入任何一个教会的时候，
Or you, as you enter any church,
你在那个教会当然有责任。
You have responsibilities in the church.
你不可能到一个教会说我永远做客。
You cannot say I'm always a guest in this church.
所以当你在一个教会里面参加的时候，
So when you are part of a church,
我今天不讲享权利，弟兄姊妹，我们有许多该尽的义务。
I will not talk too much about the privilege, but I want to stress there are many obligations.
当我们真的在教会里面学习尽义务的时候，这个教会的光景就不一样。
When we truly fulfill our obligations, then the church will turn around.
在我们搬进新堂以前，
especially before we move into the new church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，让我们每一个人看见。
Let all of us see.
我们总要在这一个属灵的家有一份。
We have to have a part in this spiritual home.
弟兄姊妹，我要说的是什么？
What am I trying to say?
你跟天父的关系对吗？
How is your relation with the Heavenly Father?
你如果还没有信主，
If you have not even believed in Him,
你有很多人际关系的困扰，
You may be bothered by many interpersonal factors.
也许今天是你信耶稣的日子。
Perhaps today is the day for you to turn to Christ.
只有我们信主，
Only through believing in Him,
我们才能够把我们人际的关系、恒的关系能够变正常。
Can we truly have a normal interpersonal relation?
换句话说，我今天早上不希望你们一直想到那一个得罪过你的人。
In other words, I do not want you to dwell on the person who have offended you in the past.
不要一直在想那个在你伤口还在倒盐巴的那个人。
Do not think about the person who rubbed it in while you were down.
让我们想到我们的天父。
Let us think about our Heavenly Father.
弟兄姊妹，天父赦免了你我的罪。
Our Heavenly Father forgave you and me.
我们还不能赦免那个伤害我们的人吗？
Can we not forgive the person who offended us?
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。